Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. And this week we're looking at needs and wants, and especially how they relate to prayer. This being Tuesday, it's the day we look at the Bible to see what it has to say about our topic. We've been looking through the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus' most comprehensive teaching of what it means to be one of his followers. And in the Sermon on the Mount, he spoke to this issue. He said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him?" Well, it's one of the more poetic sections of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, not just for the way Jesus uses words, but also for the depth of meaning that's here. He's using different imagery, but there's a profound truth behind it. Now, this passage, just like the one we used last week, is easily misinterpreted because it sounds like a foolproof formula for prayer. Jesus even says multiple times in different ways what sounds like a formula where God is like a vending machine. You just put in a quarter, pop in a prayer, and God has to give you exactly what you ask for. A2, I want the chips. That's what it sounds like. But I think we know just from our logic and our experience that it can't be that simple. Jesus can't be saying here to treat his Father in heaven like a vending machine. And that should be apparent in the imagery he uses, Father in heaven. How many children can treat their parents like a vending machine, where they can just control and manipulate their parents? When we see that happen, we know that all isn't well. A child who gets everything they ever ask for is, to use the old expression, spoiled rotten. We know that not everything children ask for is good. When they ask to play with things that are dangerous and might hurt them, we say no. When they ask for treats all the time that provide no nutritional benefit, we have to say no. Good parents are the ones who don't give their children everything they ask for, but rather who give their children what they need. Jesus uses some absurd imagery here to say only a sick parent would delight in harming their child, in giving their child a stone when they ask for food, or a dangerous snake when they ask for a fish. Only a sick parent would do that, and he says his Father is not like that. His Father God gives us what we need. Now that means God isn't supposed to give us Porsches and Prada just because we ask for it, but rather he gives us our necessities, the necessities of life. That's all we're promised here, or anywhere else in the Sermon on the Mount for that matter. Well, we're going to explore that in more depth later this week. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you to consider, and I hope you'll share it with somebody in your life. Maybe somebody you ride the train with or the bus, somebody from work or somebody from home. Discuss this with them. How have you personally treated prayer like a formula or a vending machine or seen others do the same? Well, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow as we see how the Bible's words about this challenge and change us and our approach to prayer. Bye for now.